Hi everyone, you are listening to the Master Self-Love Podcast. I am Larissa Gonzalez. Welcome or welcome back. This is a podcast where we talk about all things self-love, self-awareness, body positivity, self-worth. All of these things are so important to living your best life, and I talk about topics that are that I'm going through and things that I've learned that helped me along my self-development journey. So I wanted to spread the love and the knowledge, because I think we need more of that in this world. So if you like this podcast or any of my blog posts on masterselflove.com, please share and like. That way the messages do spread and we can get more of that positive message of self-love and body positivity more around in the world, especially in the social media world. So today is September 19th, 2018. It's crazy. Already the holidays are approaching really quickly. So there's a lot I can say for the holidays. I have a lot of blog topic ideas because I think those are times when people freak out with the dieting, feeling, guilty about eating things. And so I look forward to that, and I hope you all join me for those podcast episodes. So today's topic I want to talk about is self-acceptance. What is self-acceptance? What are the benefits of accepting yourself? And what are some steps or tips that can help you begin to accept yourself if you haven't begun already? If you have, you're awesome. Congratulations. We're just going to help you continue along your journey. So that is because it's so important. I mean, if that's kind of the where you're going to build your inner core confidence. You know, there's surface level confidence, which is very superficial, and that's what a lot of people have, but not a lot of people have the inner core confidence, which is truly accepting themselves, who they are inside and out. So if you want to know more about self-acceptance, keep listening. Okay, so self-acceptance. What is self-acceptance? Self-acceptance means being at peace with yourself, with who you are, what you like, what you don't like, your strengths, your weaknesses. Just knowing yourself throughout and being okay and comfortable with that. That's why self-acceptance is not easy, because of the ugly sides of yourself. You know, we're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. We all have something that digs at us. If y'all know the song Dig from Incubus, that's a lyric I just stole. But it's true. And the moment that you realize that, you can start accepting yourself, that it's okay. I think first of all, to start accepting yourself, you need to forgive yourself, because you've probably been putting yourself down for being a human being, you know, for getting angry, sad, upset, you know, all these things, you know, you're a human being. So, first of all, in order to accept yourself, you're going to have to be compassionate for yourself, and you're going to have to forgive all of the things that you've done in the past, even if that's terrible things. Because self-acceptance, that's what self-acceptance is. You're accepting the whole package that is you. And that means baggage, you know. It's kind of like, you know, when you're single and looking for a relationship, you know, there's certain things that you'll learn about people that you're gonna either accept or not, depending on your standards and beliefs and values. I mean, but most of us have something that, you know, needs some self-care. But back to focusing on ourself, you know, self-acceptance is, you know, learning to stop trying to fit in. And, you know, we often set standards for ourselves that are too high because society expects us to be perfect. You know, we forget that, like I said, everybody has flaws, some kind of issues. But who decides what is perfect? Who sets the standards that we should live up to? You know, I think we need to just think, really, like, who, ask yourself, like, what, who am I living for right now? Is this what I want? Or is it something that I'm trying to fit in to what society is telling me that I need to fit into? So, in terms of, like, your body, you know, are you killing yourself, dieting, starving, hating yourself, trash-talking yourself because you're trying to fit into the unrealistic beauty standards that are set out there, you know? So, that's really where we need to start first, is, are we thinking for ourselves, or are we trying to fit in somewhere? Are we trying to be accepted by society? Like I talked about in my last podcast episode about, you know, you can't find self-love or your self-worth or your value in outside sources. Like, you have to understand that all comes as a package deal within you already. You can't search for someone to take away your pain, that, you know, the hate you have for yourself or your body. You can't, in my last podcast episode, I talked about setting boundaries, because you have to respect yourself. You can't be looking for self-respect in other people. You have to set up your self-respect. And it's the same thing with self-acceptance. Like, you can't go out there, you know, this is, it's, I mean, we kind of do this in grade school and high school. We don't know who we are, so we're trying to find that out by mistakenly trying to fit in to the crowd. You know, we start dressing like other people, talking like other people, you know, acting like other people instead, you know, because we're trying to find out who we are. Instead of just kind of being ourselves, being that child we were, you know. And so then we start to think more about the opinions of other people than accepting what we want. So, and that's really where a lot of problems can come in, because Lower self-acceptance causes a higher rate of stress, which can set off many other health problems. You start denying who you are, which will result in low self-esteem. You know, when pushing yourself to be someone else, you feel like you're living a lie, and that it's not like a life of your own, which it's true, because you're trying to live up to someone else's standards. You're trying to fit in. You know, you're never going to be happy, because these people don't really, I mean, let's say they do accept you, you know, but a person who loves or cares about you should accept you who you are, no matter what. So if you're trying to just please everybody instead of please yourself, you're really doing yourself more a disservice, and It's you're ignoring your inner voice telling you to just be who you are, and unhappiness will become overwhelming. You know, when we lack happiness and joy in our lives, we miss out on just, you know, doing things that we want to do, and give up our own needs. So not accepting yourself will result in not trusting yourself, which will impact your self-confidence. There's a lot of self-pity and self-hate, you know, because your true inner self is saying, I kind of want to be myself, but you're not allowing me to. So that's why you're gonna hate yourself, because it's kind of like your inner child is there saying, hey, I kind of want to be myself, and your parent, which is you, is saying, no, you can't go out and play, you know. So that's really what lacking self-acceptance will bring to your life. So some of the benefits of self-acceptance: when we start to accept ourselves, we start to understand who we are and knowing what we want. You know, I've been single for a year and a half now, I believe, and I, for the first time in my life, I'm living away from family and friends, so it's just me. Like, I've been exposed to myself like never before. Like, I've really become my best friend. It's like if you ever lived with your best friend or a significant other, you know how close you get to someone. So when you live by yourself and you don't even have friends or family to distract you much, like, you really get to know yourself. But now I'm like, I understand, like, the things that I like and what I don't like. And that just makes me understand who I am. And I accept that, and that's fine. So, you know, when I do go out with friends or family, I tell myself, well, this is something I like or don't like, and I share it with my friends, and then they can get to know me more. So, and then that's also a benefit. Another benefit is knowing your strengths and weaknesses. You know, I'm starting to learn what my weaknesses are, and then that helps me work out, you know, when my weakness comes along, I can say, oh, well, you know, I can work on it more, and I'm more self-aware of what it is, instead of getting down on myself. Because when you don't know who you are and something bad happens to you, or you're feeling down about something, you know, I usually ask myself questions like, why am I feeling this way? You know, is there something that, you know, is there a pattern to this? You know, why I'm feeling, did something happen? And usually I can find out through asking questions like that, you know, what my weaknesses are. And I just accept it. I say, you know what, this is something that, you know, really makes me sensitive. It's something that is hard for me to resist. You know, it's just, it helps me really see that, okay, that's just, you know, those are some things that I gotta work on, and that's it. It's, instead of getting down on myself and saying, oh my gosh, you're ridiculous for having these feelings, and instead I work with myself, because I'm like, that's, well, you know what, that's who I am. And then knowing your strengths is great, because that you can really, that's what you should really focus on more, is your strengths, and build on that. You know, being able to face the challenges in your life is really knowing your strengths and weaknesses. And another benefit is being at ease with other people and being able to talk in public or in front of a group. You know, like I say, now that I kind of got to know myself, I feel more comfortable speaking to people, being out in front of people, because I'm like, I know who I am, and I know that I don't have to ask for acceptance. Like, people are either gonna like what I say or not, or they're gonna like who I am or not, you know, because I accept myself at the end of the day. So that's another benefit, is valuing yourself, which will make others respect us more. Because, like I talked about in my last podcast episode, if you haven't listened to it, it's a great listen, and it's amazing what setting boundaries for yourself will do for you. You know, it'll really give you that self-respect for yourself. So listen to that one if you haven't already. And then another benefit is being less judgmental towards others, accepting and even having compassion for others. You know, I've always been a compassionate person, a very empathetic person. Those are my big strengths, because not everybody is empathetic. But now that I've accepted myself more and more, I look to people, and I don't look at people anymore as harshly as I do. I used to say, oh, these people are terrible, you know, especially if you hear news stories and things like that of all the negative, you know, I now, like, pray for these people. And, you know, when there's trolls body shaming people or my posts on Master Self Love on Instagram, I have compassion for these people now. I'm like, you know what, these poor people that have no idea where to even begin with self-acceptance, because people who accept themselves do not put down others. They don't look, you know, because you already accept yourself. You don't have to make others look bad, because you already know who you are and your strengths, and so you don't need to, you know, put others down to make yourself look good. So I definitely have more compassion towards other people, and I just want to help other people in any way I can. You know, I want to spread the positivity that I now have. And that's, you know, that's like saying, you know, once you love yourself and accept yourself, you can then give love to others, which is so true. So, which will give you the benefit of a deeper and more loving relationship, because things will be a lot more clear and happier in your mind. So, I want to talk about how we can get started on accepting and loving yourself. So, something that I think is a great tip is to take time to discover who you are, what you value, what you like, what you don't like. Find time with no distraction. Just sit quietly somewhere, tune into yourself, and see what your heart's desiring. See what speaks to you from yourself. A lot of people don't do that. There's people that literally can't be alone. They have to go out and be with someone or be out in the noise. You know, the extroverted people will tell you that they can't be alone, or, you know, and not all extroverted people, but I've heard some extroverted people say that, and that I've been in a relationship with an extroverted person, and this person could not be alone. And that was a red flag, because that means that you don't want to be with yourself. So that's a little, that should be a light bulb that goes on in your head. If you can't sit quietly with yourself for, let's start with 10 minutes, you know, that means you have a lot of work to do, because you don't know who you are, and you don't even want to be around yourself. So, but that's the first step, is you have to be alone with yourself and discover who you are. What, you know, that's part of self-acceptance. So the next tip that I have is learning to accept that you will have both positive and negative qualities, and knowing you have to know that that's okay, because that's part of being human. And remember that everyone else does too. You know, and that's also acknowledging the things that you don't like about yourself and taking positive steps towards improvement. Like for me right now, I've always been a person that's been more of a night owl, and I've always given myself that excuse, like, I'm just a night owl, so I hate mornings and this and that. But the reality is that the person I want to be in my career and just with all my goals doesn't go with me being irresponsible for staying up all night, doing pretty much mindless things, and then not being able to wake up in the morning. And so I really just didn't like that part of myself anymore. And, you know, I kind of had to tell myself to grow up a little bit, because I guess I've always rebelled against waking up early, because my dad would wake up the crack of dawn and it would irritate me. And then he would get mad if me and my brother slept late. And so I feel like I was almost doing it on purpose. And again, making that excuse that, you know, old people wake up early, you know. And but the reality is that grown-ups wake up early and get things done. So, you know, I had to sit down with myself and say, you know, this is a quality that I don't like about myself, is that I, you know, stroll in late for things. And, you know, those are things that I want to work on. But it's when you accept it first and say, okay, you know what, that's who I am currently, but let's make, you know, positive steps towards improvement. So that really helps with just knowing yourself, like, and that's how you can improve if it's an area that you want to improve. So, you know, analyze why you want to be someone, you know, of greatness, and that will help you to work on, you know, ask yourself, what are some weaknesses that are holding you back? That really helps. Now, another tip that I have is, I talked about that a lot of times we try to fit in so much with society standards, with people and groups, in school and our jobs. We want to fit in. Analyze why you want to fit in, why you want to be someone else, you know, and then envision how your life could be if you really embraced who you are, imperfections and all, you know. Envision it in your head. If I accepted who I was, how would my life be? Would it change? You know, just envision all the fears that you have, all the positive things about it. And then, yeah, analyze why you want to fit into this crowd so bad. You know, the answer might be because you want to be accepted. And that's, again, a light bulb should go in your head that you cannot search for acceptance. You cannot search for self-love in other people. You can't, you know, it's not like you can buy it from somebody and they give it to you. You have to accept yourself. It's already there, your worth and your value. So the next tip is, then to stop comparing yourself to others. Everybody has insecurities and flaws. You have strengths that other quote-unquote perfect people wish they had. I have done 2 podcast episodes on tips to stop comparing yourself to others. That my very first episode is that, and that's the most listened to episode. So if you haven't listened to that, please do, because often too many times we compare ourselves to others, especially when we're feeling down. We really know how to throw ourselves further into the hole. So another tip is continuously remind yourself of your unique abilities and talents. You know, don't focus so much on your body. You know, focus on what you can do. And if you don't know what you can do, that's, again, go back to tip number 1. Sit down with yourself and ask yourself, what do you like? What do you, you know, what are you good at? And then another tip is accept compliments that people give you as the truth. You know, if someone compliments you and you're like, oh, you know, you kind of laugh it off, or you feel like, really? Did he or she just say that? If you don't believe it, ask yourself why you don't believe it. You know, analyze that, but accept it. You know, learn to accept compliments, you know. And then lastly, give yourself permission to be, to fail, to think, and to do. You have permission to live your life. You don't need to ask permission from anybody else. Your kids, your husband, your wife, your boss, your brother, sister, mother, your neighbor. You have the permission to live life on your own terms. And that's how you live your best life, because you only have this life and it's yours. You're lucky to be here. A lot of us don't even think about it. Like, we, you know, are a human being. Like, how lucky are we to be that? You know? So, you know, hold gratitude in your heart and really understand that, you know, just breathing is such an amazing gift. And I just want to say, you know, self-acceptance, self-awareness, all of this takes time. You know, it's not like you can sit down and do these tips once and boom, you're going to have 100% confidence. Like, no, you know, there's times I still, and I probably always will, self-doubt at times, but you just gotta come back and have that chit-chat with yourself and say, hey, you know, this is just one of your weaknesses, or this is one of your triggers, or, you know, let's go back to focusing on your strengths. So it's gonna take time, patience, a lot of compassion for yourself, but you can start today and get through it. Start right now being kind to yourself, working on your mind, your body, and your soul. You know, what's stopping you from trying? You know, what's, you know, again, ask yourself, envision, like, what would your life be if you accepted yourself? So, I want to leave you with a quote by Marilyn Monroe. Wanting to be someone else is a waste of the person you are. And that pretty much sums it up. You know, don't waste this life on trying to be someone else, because there's already too many clones out there. You know, be who you are, be unique. Bless us with a different mindset to help others. You definitely have a unique attribute that the world needs. So just remember that. So that's the end of the podcast. And I want to thank you for listening. Again, please share if you found this helpful. on social media. Please follow Master Self Love on Instagram. DM me what you think, any questions. I would love to hear from you. And please give me a rating. I'd really want to hear your feedback wherever you're listening. It would be much appreciated. And I will see you all next week. Take care. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram @MasterSelfLove. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.